It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Man, all this talk about cookies has just made me want cookies.
Yeah, it's torture for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I don't know what it is. Like, since I've been on this diet, like, I'm okay, like, talking about food and looking at food I can't have as long as it's not right in front of me.
Yeah.
Because on Instagram, they keep showing me mukbang videos, people just grubbing. Some of it looks really good. Some of it's disgusting, of course. But I'm just going to give you my top five cookies here. There's nothing crazy about this list. I'm not reinventing the wheel. In fact, I'm going to go reverse backwards. Reverse cowgirl on this because number five. I'm going to go reverse. Sorry.
Number one.
It's a classic. Chocolate chip.
Just chocolate chip? Chocolate chip?
Chocolate chip cookie. Here's what I want it to be. I want it to be... This is where that list got crazy because they started including things that were homemade versus things that were at the store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. If I'm buying it, I'm not that crazy about buying chocolate chip cookies from the store. But if you're telling me I can have any cookie, what's this bakery across? Not a bakery. It's like a coffee shop. You know what I'm saying? It's in this
Paradise.
Yeah, is that Paradise?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Paradise. It's one of those places that has like
or Panera.
I think it's Paradise.
Yeah,
they have a whole bakery in there. And you're telling me, like, I could get anything I want out of there, I'm leaving with a chocolate chip cookie cooked to perfection. If I'm cheating and having a cookie, it's going to be chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two, peanut butter. Classic peanut butter cookie.
I love it. Peanut butter is one of my go-tos, as you guys know, but that is outstanding. Anyone knows there's a good peanut butter cookie, soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
warm.
I need something in there.
Man.
Like a marshmallow?
Chocolate?
It is good. It is good to have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup in there if somebody has the balls to do that. Or a Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah, but I don't want to like crunch up what's so good about it. The softness.
Plain peanut butter?
Man. Yeah. Back in the day, those are the two most popular cookies in the world. So I'm a commercial cookie eater. I've sold out. But like you're a kid, you're growing up in the school cafeteria, and you can get a cookie, you can get those two kinds. There's the only, and I don't even know now if they offer peanut butter because so many peanut allergies.
Oh, yeah. They probably don't.
Probably don't, right?
Mm.
Number three, the Girl Scout Thin Mint.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Frozen.
Okay. The only mint-styled cookie that I'll allow, Girl Scout.
I think I could eat 4,000 of those in a sitting.
All right. Let's see it.
No, I can't do it.
Next year.
It's going to do it.
Number four, the sugar cookie with too much icing and not the one you're thinking. That is a good cookie.
Okay.
The grocery store one.
Mm-hmm.
It's July 4th. Kroger has some, those are great, but those are a little too fluffy for me. I'm talking about a thick sugar cookie with too much homemade buttery icing.
Like from a place like Crumble.
Oh.
I mean, Crumble's outstanding.
Yeah, so good. So good. And then number five, Danish wedding cookies.
Okay.
These cookies.
The powder.
You find them at the grocery store in a pink box or pink bag. And they say Danish wedding cookies. Mm-hmm. And they're all white. Same ones your mom make, I think, right?
Yeah.
Solid. And Honorary mentioned lemon cookies and Nutter Butters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah,
I think we're all close to kind of like
Christina. Kind of had some weird ones, but
what?
Christina,
I'm the only one with the good ones here.
She just figured it all out.
Missionary cookie takes.
She's right.
That's all right.
She's got some tricky ones, and the Nutter Butter with chocolate on it. Well done.
Did you see someone actually does that?
What? Who?
I think he said someone on Twitter. HEB does that with not only Nutter Butters but Oreos too.
Come on,
H-E-B. Dip them in chocolate only around the holidays, but man.
H-E-B's making a big come up. Aren't they?
They're coming to town,
they're
right?
They're coming to town. I think there's one out going out of Prosperous Line near me.
They're going to be kind of the Trader Joe's type.
Okay.
Right?
Looking forward to it. But right now, it's time for this.
And
And now Rodney Anderson presents Ben and Skin's Weekday Update, featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
So, years ago, we talked about how Whataburger had sold and moved its headquarters to Chicago, mm-hmm. which is fine, but I predicted that things might change. And you know what? Honestly, things haven't changed much. It's still the same Whataburger.
Yeah, still good. Still delicious.
But I've talked about many times on the show, one of my big complaints, one of my big pet peeves in this world is the lunchtime Chick-fil-A rush that clogs up an access road.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me more than anything. And maybe it's because I live near a Chick-fil-A.
You live right by that
one. And it's like the easiest way to get onto the freeway is by if you can hit that light, get through it, and avoid it. But that lunch rush is so terrible.
Dude, they block the Guitar Center, too.
Yes. You can't get in there. Yeah.
That's a shame because so many people are trying to get in there.
I know. Why are people getting in there so much? They know other places exist. I'm just saying, other places exist for lunch.
Hey, other places aren't Chick-fil-A.
Fair.
And, dude, to their credit, they're really good at cycling through those huge crowds.
And that's why I think that's why people go, oh, it'll be fast if I go to Chick-fil-A. If you can get, like, you're putting lives in danger. I've done this rant before. I'm sorry. Well, the first Kansas City area Whataburger opened Monday in Missouri. Now, if you guys remember Patrick Mahomes had invested in or put some money into Whataburger, and he was planning to help open up Whataburger near Kansas City because he's obviously from here and loves Whataburger. So he's going to put a bunch in the Missouri area. So the first one opened up and they had traffic issues all day because the line for the Whataburger stretched for miles on opening day on Monday.
Oh my God.
In Kansas City. The line made it all the way to a nearby freeway. Again, miles.
That's insane.
Of people waiting in line to get Whataburger. Whataburger, for however great it is, not exactly zooming you in and out like Chick-fil-A is. This expansion is a part of a restaurant refresh rebrand that Whataburger is undergoing. They're going to roll out some new-look restaurants that increase capacity, but are also more environmentally friendly. But the iconic look is still going to be there, the orange and white stripes. Here's my question. Why are we increasing capacity of Whataburger? Whataburger's perfect. Not too big. We don't need to make a big fuss. It's great. We don't need clogging traffic up for miles to go to a Whataburger. My fear is we know here, we live here, we're good. But my fear, so many people are moving here.
Mm-hmm.
They're running into a situation where you want Whataburger and you go to Whataburger and there's a long ass line because it's getting more buzz because of this rebrand. Instead of us who have known at all times and we know when to go. Now, the Whataburger on Greenville Avenue?
Yep.
If you're not going at an odd hour, then you're not getting in there.
But see, that's what's so great about them, because they're open 24 hours. Chick-fil-A isn't open 24 hours, and they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah, whack.
Yeah.
So that kind of adds to the mystique, right? Where people are like, oh, I have to go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Whatever, you're like, no, it's going to be there, man. Doesn't matter.
It's just another lunch.
It's going to be there no matter what. It's there for you.
Yeah.
But Kevin, you don't have to worry about that.
You're saying you don't want them to grow and make more money and expand their brand. You just want them to be good for you and your world.
Yeah.
Convenient for you.
Basically.
Yeah, but they've got a business to run and they got to expand. And look, all they have to do if they want to cycle through those people in line faster is hire all the Chick-fil-A drive-through people. Those people are like an elite pit crew. You hire those guys at your fast food establishment. The line at Chick-fil-A is so long, but if you go put that line at Popeyes, you'll have to pull dead bodies out of cars. Those people will die and turn to skeletons while they're waiting in line.
That's not their game. Like, you want the good chicken, you're going to wait. And that's fine. I'd rather wait on it and it'd be good. Like, real good. Real good.
Well, he died waiting for a chicken breast, and it's the way he wanted to go. He was in that line for 17 days.
Worth it.
I think Chick-fil-A, I would imagine, I'm just guessing, I have no inside knowledge here. One thing about Chick-fil-A is they always have good managers. They have people keeping everything flowing at all times.
Yeah.
I think they pay their people well. You start out early, hey, we've got a clear path for you to shoot up the ranks because we continue to grow and build more locations.
They give you the tools to be your own boss.
To be your own boss. Like Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It's the same thing. Okay, did y'all hear about what happened to the mayor of Grand Prairie?
No.
Now, I, for one, have issues with how Grand Prairie has handled the whole Cobra thing.
Mm.
As they we still have not found the Grand Prairie Cobra. And looking at you, news organizations, where are you reporting on this? You ever see them? When's the last time you heard anyone talk about the Grand Prairie Cobra that wasn't me?
Well, I heard the Snakes Plus in Grand Prairie was shut down due to political powers that be. So
a lot of back maybe and forth over there. Yeah.
It wasn't very public. It was very quiet. You know, it just so happens that the Grand Prairie Snakes Plus is having a sale on Cobras right when the Cobra gets loose. You know, that guy just bought it straight from the Snakes Plus. I don't know. It's very suspicious.
So the mayor of Grand Prairie is named Ron Jensen.
Fake name.
Ron, on Saturday, was just hanging around the house. He goes, you know what, man? I'd probably go trim these trees. Look at those dead limbs just kind of hanging over, making my view look all clunky. Let me get my ladder. Goes over to get his ladder. And he starts cutting his dead trees. And one of the trees fell and hit the left side of his jaw.
Oh, my God.
It hit his left jaw. He has broken his jaw, and it will be wired shut for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. From a tree?
21 stitches as well.
Oh, no. That sucks.
Poor Ron.
Man.
That sucks. I've always seen in movies and stuff, people break their jaw, and they gotta, it's wired shut, and they got to drink through a straw and stuff. That seems miserable.
That is the worst. You can't have anything solid for 3 weeks. Yeah. It's terrible. So wait.
So just tree trimming. Is it the same idea of you chop a tree down and it falls the way you didn't expect it to?
I think that's what happened. I think it got him. It's kind of, this is why I think when it comes to tree work, get a professional. I know we all think like if it's minor tree work, but if it's a big tree like that, get a professional. Don't try to be Superman. Yeah. Don't go climbing the tree. Get a professional. I say that because I got a friend that does tree stuff. So, like I say, it's always been very easy for me if I ever had a house and I don't. But if I ever had one to be like, I think I'll get my buddy John over here to handle the tree stuff because he'd be happy to do it and it'd be good to see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is it possible that the mayor of Grand Prairie was distracted from all the media criticism he's receiving from you over the Grand Prairie Cobra, that he was distracted and maybe it led to his accident?
Maybe the cobra actually like slapped him in the face, right? Or actually bit him, and he's just blaming it. The cobra's like, you tell anyone you saw me, you're dead.
Wow.
So he had to blame it on the tree.
If you say a word.
Right.
Now, I truly think the cobra's dead, right?
I mean, that's what he wants you to think, yeah.
I guess. It's just weird that it just goes away. It just goes, news cycle, you know what? Here's a news cycle, you know what? We'll forget that happened.
Whenever you go to a Snakes Plus and you're shopping at all the different snakes, it's so easy to know you're in the cobra section.
Yeah.
Because they rear up and their hood's open and they're so pissed. Like, it seems like if that cobra was still on the loose in Grand Prairie, somebody would have seen it.
I mean, they're slapping mares.
Well, he escaped and now it's getting cold. He's going south.
Oh.
So, Waxahachie. You know, Midlothian.
He's on the move.
Their political figures need to look out.
Yeah. Going south for the winter. Did y'all see the story about the onions still continuing to be a problem? Salmonella outbreak continues to grow. Now 900 people have been sickened with it.
Oh, no.
200 have been put in the hospital because of this national salmonella outbreak that is linked to fresh, whole onions. Have y'all noticed? Have y'all thought about that ever since? I know we mentioned it like 2 weeks ago, but it was kind of an in-passing thing. Have you seen an onion in the last, like anything and thought about it?
I'm not actively seeking onions. I love sautéed onions, but I haven't bought any in a long time.
I'm a big pico fan, so sometimes at night I'm going to make a salad, trying to eat healthy, you know, make a salad, but I like to throw a little, like, maybe a little bit of pico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, grill some chicken, throw a little pico in there.
Ooh, it's delicious.
And I'm like, you know what? I noticed myself picking the onions out of the pico.
Oh.
Smart.
Because I don't want to take a chance on getting this salmonella.
Oh, hold on. If the onions have salmonella and they're rubbing themselves all over your tomatoes,
probably
you're
right.
Gonna get it anyways, dude.
Probably.
You're eating salmonella soup.
You're gonna get it.
Illnesses have been reported in 38 states. So this is not just this is spreading.
Not just a Texas thing.
This is a big, big time onion.
So is this like are restaurants using these onions too? Because that's a problem.
So the outbreak has been, so see, you don't know, like, do you know where your restaurants are getting their onions?
Right. Like, if I'm
going to
Whataburger.
Do you know where grocery stores are getting their onions? You don't know.
Right. I'm going to order onions on my burger, but.
They do have a couple of farms that they've, you know, attributed it to.
But these are onions. Look, if it was, hey, listen, there's a problem. Donuts are poisoned or bacon is bad. That's a problem. These are onions. This is like one of the least popular things to have on food ever.
Warning, good breath for the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, can you imagine the dilemma consumers would be faced with if bacon was suddenly questionable?
Well, that's happened before. Swine flu times, right? There's a bird flu going around. I mean, that's still, and that's based on chicken. That hasn't been breaking out, I don't think, in America. That's been in Europe.
But, yeah, but a burger flu would be a way bigger.
Burger flu.
We got the burger flu.
I mean, that could happen. I did see where a guy got a tapeworm because he didn't cook his meat good enough.
I stumbled across this yesterday. Someone removing a tapeworm from a person's nose. I saw this on TikTok.
Okay, TikTok is...
Let's just stay away from TikTok.
TikTok's got a lot of, too much.
Is that not real?
That's probably real.
I'm going to send it
just
to you.
Gross.
I want you to see it.
I'm
I'll
not opening
it
that because I'm going
to
watch a tapeworm video.
I'll send it
videos.
To you right now.
It's okay.
I'll send it to you right now.
I'm good. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys making us a part of your daily routine. If you missed anything, you can catch every segment at BenAndSkinPodcast.com. Coming up next, it's the Russ Martin Show right here on 97.1 The Eagle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.